Later that day, Mike talked with Judy Garland, and she had this to say about her trip, the picture, and herself.
Judy, why do you come on a junket like this? Is it because it's in your contract with Stanley Kramer, or is it something that you enjoy?
Oh, no, it's not in my contract with Stanley Kramer. I come on this junket because it's, I feel the picture is terribly important.
Now, I've heard you say that a half a dozen times, and you, I mean, the reporters ask you this question,
yes.
Why you've done the picture, and
yes.
you say you feel the picture is terribly important. Why is the picture so important to you?
To me?
Yes.
Because it represents a time in my life. The time of the Nuremberg trials was the most important time in my life. And I think it's important that my children see the clarification that judgment in Nuremberg brings about. It's a clearing of certain issues. I think it's one of the most adult pictures ever made. I think the issues have been presented correctly, and I say it's important from that viewpoint, from the viewpoint of young people learning
mm-hmm.
from our errors.
Mm-hmm. Now, on a junket like this, with 200 or 300 newspaper men following you around and throwing question after question,
yes.
is this something that you enjoy, or is it truly a chore for you?
Well, no, I don't. I didn't come to Berlin to. I consider this a job to do, you know, but it's a pleasure to do anything that will help to prove my point of view in doing this picture. And it's also a pleasure to do anything for Stanley Kramer because I just respect him so, you know.
Even after 6 years, your first film, when you come back, is that of your first part, is that of a sort of drab.
Yes, very drab, yes. Very drab. A Hausfrau, a German woman. And I'm only in the film, actually, 7 or 8 minutes.
I know.
But what I have to say is important, I believe. At least I hope it turned out that way.
It certainly did turn out that way. Tell me, why, I don't know if you've thought about this, but why do you think within the last year or two there has been such a resurgence in the Garland career?
I don't know. I was asked that a minute ago. It's a matter, I think, of working very hard and very diligently and being at your best whenever you do work, you know. And in order to do that, you have to enjoy your work. You have to enjoy what you're doing and believe what you're doing. And then on top, there's always an element of luck and timing. And it seems to... I seem to have gotten caught up in a lovely whirlwind that is quite invigorating.
Well, I would think every once in a while in show business this kind of thing happens. It's not really a comeback, but it's an exciting thing that happens to a performer that has happened to you, as I say, over the last year
yes.
and a half, and it is a tremendous satisfaction to you, I suppose.
Oh, it's most satisfactory thing. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, you know, because things went quite slowly for a long time, and I thought that was all right. It was all right. I'd worked for so many years anyway. But then all of a sudden, when this just started to roll, and all the concerts were successful in Europe, and I lived in London, then I got back to America, and there was so much work to be done, that it's a marvelous thing, you know, to sit and say, how am I going to get time to do this, that, and the other, instead of having too much time on your hands?
What do you work for, Judy?
I work for, I suppose, what we all work for. We work for a monetary value, of course. But then beyond that, I work for, you see, I've worked for so many years that it would be rather foolish to say, I just don't. I never want to work again, you know, at this age. Neither could I afford financially, but emotionally, I'm not prepared for that right now. I work for the satisfaction of knowing that I have worked hard all my life and that at least I'm making people happy sometimes during the day or night.
Do you feel very successful? Do you feel that you are a successful person, a successful performer, and a successful human being now?
Yes, I do. I do. I'm happy to say. I don't mean to sound egotistical when I say that, but I'd be rather neurotic if I didn't feel that. It's been proven to me, and I have my children who are very attractive and happy and warm. And they, so I obviously am doing very well as a person, and my work is going well.
Bless you.
Thank you.
And you have never seen the real Judy Garland until you have seen her on a charter plane at 5 o'clock in the morning in green tights, the blue silk nightgown, and Kay Thompson's dog along with her.
Oh, my.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of Mike and the Nuremberg Junket, with scenes from the picture and a talk with Maximilian Schell.